going to say that I think that you can help the high school. I'm really thinking, and as I said, they're 1,500 words, so that we might be clear, which means about 12 minutes, which is about right. The other thing is, I did,
it's right for buying 15 minutes of radio time, because you have to have all the other things.
And I think that the, we ought to have some trademark for these jackass things, like we did today, drug conference the other day and so far. I think basically it's to have what I call the thousand word. Now, I did one thing with speech, really didn't have minds, that can be done.
Sure.
It can be done. It, as a matter of fact, Bob, I think that, and I've got to talk to Earl and Shop about this, I think that the way we gas on and on and on and on, these messages that I send, I don't look at those, but I know that they run to 7,000 or 8,000 words, so many of them. It's bullshit. I mean, it doesn't mean that much. It's laziness. Mental laziness. Too many people adding on and on and on. You get my point? Let's start. I'd like to get the trademark of brief, pithy, quotable, memorable stuff. The reason we aren't getting memorable, pithy stuff out of our crowd is that they write too much. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really think that Ray's argument that, well, if you gave us more time, we'd get more in. See, I don't buy that. I don't think that's the problem. Maybe an anecdote or something, but they have to. I think I have to read myself anyway. They have a suggestion. But the real thing about writing here is to write a very brief. If they have to write briefly, they're going to write hard. Hard stuff.
Make it work.
Or would you agree, sir, or not?
I don't know. Absolutely.
I know that when I write, that's the way. If I have to write something for 10 minutes, God damn it, I find something silly.
I think that's right. And I think Ray's point is answered simply by saying, fine, if the 1,000-word maximum holds you down, then we'll change it. We'll make it a 600-word maximum. Now, write your substance in 600. Now, when that's done, now you got 400 words to play with. You can do a damn good series of anecdotes, or, that isn't that right in proportion. Say 750, maybe 250 to work an anecdote.
This has nothing to do with what I will do on occasion. I'll go out sometimes. I'll talk 30 minutes, 35 minutes over time. I'm just talking with some people.
That's how you did with the Young Liver group. You talked, that was a relatively a long talk, but it was fine because it fit the mood of the occasion, the tempo of what you were doing.
You have to do that sort of thing. But it was sort of a happening, but I'm not reading a speech. If I'm reading a speech, the goddamn thing shouldn't be more than 1,500 words. Now, that's all
we ought to shoot for 1,000.
No, 1,000 for that. 1,500 for radio.
Yeah, right.
And 1,000 for anything that might have to greet somebody. 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Or, right.
Yep, I sure think so. And then you'll say something that they'll remember.
That's right.
Plus, they remember the president came. That's all.
The president came. And he stands there with dignity and he reads something. He doesn't try to get buddy-buddy with him and he doesn't gas. That's the point. I could have taken that sapphire speech. I tried to cut some and I decided to just, because I knew he'd submitted it to so many people. And that's the trouble. I knew they probably had their pet lines in it.
But the way to save it for the speechwriter who is stuck with the problem of having to submit it to so many people is to have the absolute 1,000-word max. And then the guy, when Shell says, well, you got to add this whole thing about this, Bill can say, I can't, George. I can only do 1,000 words. There's no place to put it.
We've got something. We're getting on to something here. You want to learn something. You go along.
Well, you develop a style where that.
Yeah.
You break out of the mold of the stereotype of what has to be done and go into what ought to be done.
That's right.
And then do it.
And the idea that, well, that you have to always make a 7-minute speech, make a 30-minute speech. You don't have to make a 30-minute speech.
Well, that gets back to the basic point, which is the day of the spoken speech being a means of communication is gone.
It's gone.
Really,
that's right. Very good. And it turned out here's.
Right.
This will just be like a receiving line going come through here. Photographs of 7 congressional candidates. And then we can have to grab the last 3 people. But I don't want them. I'm not them.
Russ Powell will be better in the Senate.
Oh, yes, I know that. I don't think it's going to help that much to have a lot of time.
That's right.
Always help us, you know, certainly. Certainly it's a device to think about. Get the guys to.
Except for the radio, I still think where speech has to be made, the radio really is, and for the president, not just in the campaign, but later on. When you get to a thing where we need to have a thing on whatever it might be, go on the radio and do it, and you deliver it. Anybody who gives a damn can listen to it. It's recorded so it can be replayed back to anybody who wants to.
And the only people, because the only time you change that, they can use the television. Only for great events.
Right.
Now, we, you know, our crowd around here, of course, is on Hog Island, insisting that I go on television. It would be great if the president goes on television. It wouldn't be great at all.
But like that, we have
overdone it just a little bit.
A veto of HEW, the thing to do on that would be to do it on radio.
Sure.
Veto it and make a little radio talk about why I did it. That sets the record. It's all done.
A loser.
It isn't something that goes
out to the water. I'm saying,
yeah,
I'm not going to do that on television.
Well, that, man, you want, well, yeah, you probably do, because you want to explain why you did it
on television.
No, no, on radio.
Oh,
I mean, it may be worth doing that one to make the point.
So that really, also, the guy veto messages, get them down, make it. I mean, now and then you might even veto in three sentences once.
Yeah.
Now, that just say, that would be one hell of a thing. I'd be enjoying this. I've said it back. In other words, let's get our own trademark. We're gassing on just like everybody else is on. We really, you know what I mean? And they fret around about the language and this and that. It isn't worth a damn. You know, who's going to give us any credit for a long, long, historic message?
No one knows you did it.
Huh?
No one knows you did it. They can't give you credit because no one knows it happened. Maybe.
Right in front of
you. Okay.